So welcome to our session. My name is Diana Bartlett, and I'm a health scientist at the CDC. This session will provide perspectives from the CDC and from state immunization information systems on the challenges of data sharing across programmatic, geographic, and population borders, and we'll investigate the impact of this data sharing on immunization coverage rates. So for those of you who aren't familiar with immunization information systems, they are computerized systems that record all shots on all children given by all providers in a geopolitical catchment area. Many of them are now all ages, so they cover adults as well. They have functions and features needed by an immunization program, and they have interoperability with other health information systems, including electronic medical records, lead screening in some cases, metabolic screening in other cases. These systems are populated with demographic and immunization information from a variety of sources, such as birth certificate data from vital records, which often includes the first dose of hepatitis B, data from patient charts from provider offices, and billing systems data. As of December 2007, there were 46 states, Washington, D.C., and 5 cities, or 52 CDC immunization grantees, who were operating an immunization information system. 16.5 million children less than 6 years of age had at least 2 immunizations recorded in an IIS, which basically represents about 71% of the U.S. children in this age group. Nationally, 73% of the public sector and 48% of the private sector submitted data to an IIS, but this varied from state to state. And the 2 states, Oregon and Arizona, that you'll hear from today, that are participating in the session are IIS Sentinel sites. And the IIS Sentinel site project is a federally sponsored project that funds 7 states and New York City to demonstrate the usefulness of IIS data and illustrate how these data can be used to support immunization program evaluation and epidemiologic activities. Participation in the Sentinel site project requires programs to demonstrate high quality, population-based and comprehensive data. So as IIS grow and evolve, they have become useful tools for state and federal program planning and evaluation, from vaccination coverage assessment to pandemic flu preparedness and emergency response. There's a need across different types of borders in order to reach our public health goals. So in our first presentation, Laura Williams from the CDC will discuss data sharing from state-based IIS and CDC. And Dr. Jim Gaudino from Oregon will share how Oregon's IIS crosses geographic borders through interstate data exchange with the state of Washington. And Lisa Rasmussen from Arizona will share how Arizona and the Indian Health Service cross population borders to improve the vaccination records of Native Americans with their data sharing.